Horse owners caution to monitor their stock. Hello, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is an equine-specific disease. There is no threat to humans. It's equine herpes virus type 1.
State veterinarian Dr. Charles Hatcher says at least 8 suspected cases of the equine herpes virus has been reported in horses that participated in the Buck Snort Trail Ride in Tennessee. The event was held April 23rd through the 30th in Humphreys County, and there were about 100 horses there from multiple states, and there's concern that the virus could spread much further.
It's a highly contagious disease, and it's spread by that direct contact. So the good part of this whole situation is it can be controlled, or the spread of it can be controlled, by isolating affected horses and practicing good biosecurity measures.
Dr. Hatcher says officials are in the process of trying to track down all those horse owners who participated in the trail ride to inform them of the potential virus. And he says all horse owners should use good management practices to keep their horses protected.
And this particular strain is a neurological one, where it causes ataxia in horses, loss of some of the central nervous system function, can also cause abortion and occasionally death. It's a highly contagious virus and primarily spread by direct contact, or nose-to-nose from a horse, or drinking out of the same water bucket, that kind of thing.
Dr. Hatcher says it's recommended that horse owners practice good biosecurity, such as using your own trailer and equipment, not letting your horses touch other people's horses, disinfecting shoes and equipment, washing hands after helping others with their horses, and limiting access to your farm. And, of course, to contact your local veterinarian over possible symptoms. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.